Hello, everybody, and this is Sports Talk Chicago's Saturday Night Special. I'm John Zagluel, and I just want to give you a little background on this. This will be a new experimental segment we'll be trying out here. This will cover maybe one big topic or big issue. It should be about a 10 to 15 minute podcast here. It, of course, will be every Saturday night. We would also encourage any feedback that you have to know if you love this podcast, if you love this new segment, or if you don't really like it, so we know to keep doing it or just get rid of it. So please let us know, comment on this post or on any other post, or email me, info@sportstalkchicago.com. So our big topic of the night, our big debatable topic of the night, is what is the best way to determine a college football national champion? That will be our big debatable topic of the night. I'm sure you are all aware the BCS, the Bowl Championship Series, is now over with, and that will be replaced by a new playoff system in 2014 for the NCAA. Many did not like the BCS whatsoever, and I'm here to set the record straight. Now, I'm going to try and take both sides here. I'm going to describe both sides of the argument, and then I will pick who I think has the better argument or the better side. Now, first of all, the BCS actually, to me, did help out a little bit with the bowl crisis. If you're aware, beforehand, before the BCS actually was created, it was mostly just top teams battling it out in various bowls, and there would be shares of national championships also. I mean, a team would win the Rose Bowl, and they would just be automatically declared the national champion. I think what the BCS was established for and what it actually did was to make it a little easier to declare a national champion. Now, I know the computer rankings may be a little odd, but we'll get to that later on in the no part. But for right now, I would say that it brought a sense of, I would say, stability to the NCAA. Now, I know some may say that the system is rigged, but at least we are not just declaring winners because of a big bowl win. We now have, or we did have, a pure national championship game instead of teams winning the Rose Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, and being declared national champions. And I think that was a big step to really for the NCAA to start out on. I mean, they were looking for something like this from a long time ago, one big game to decide the winner for NCAA football, and I think they had a good idea with the BCS, but the computer rankings really made it hard to follow. Keep in mind another interesting fact about the BCS system. It did keep the NCAA football season at least 3 weeks shorter than a playoff system would, so student athletes can focus on their schoolwork and their homework and being good students in the classroom, which was very interesting to me, and that is actually a good benefit of the BCS, and I'm sure that was one big reason why they decided to implement this system. Another thing is, I like the BCS because there was a proven formula, really, if you want a quote-unquote formula, about how to determine which team is number one, which team is number two, where the teams are ranked. The formula was from the human polls, like the AP, the coaches poll, the top 25s, their win-loss records of a team, and the strength of the schedule. Like, I'm sure many of you are disappointed when, if Boise State, I remember in 2006, when they did end up winning the Fiesta Bowl, I don't know if you can recall that, and they ended up going undefeated, and many were disappointed because they did not really get a chance to contend for the national championship. And I did disagree at first, but now I fully understand why. I mean, Boise State, as a football team, faces just horrific competition. So when everyone says they go undefeated and stuff like that, you know, you have to look at their strength of schedule because the teams that they faced may have been very subpar. And I hate to trash on Illinois teams here, but especially with Northern Illinois, they, a couple years back, I'm sure you remember, they made it into the Orange Bowl. Everyone was, excited. I was rooting for them. I was pulling for them as well. But what happened was when they made it in, they faced poor competition all year because they were in the MAC, and when they finally faced some good competition in the Orange Bowl, they really just got their butts whooped. I mean, they lost. It was like, I think, 41-12. They just got really beaten bad. And I think that has to do with the fact that they were finally facing good competition, and I don't think they were actually ready for that. Another occurrence of an undefeated team not making it into the BCS National Championship includes the University of Utah, 2004 and 2008, and of course Boise State of 2006. Now, some facts here. 37.5 million people attended college football games, and nearly $250 million in bowl game revenue was paid out in 2008 to over 100 colleges and universities. So, I mean, really, it's not like the BCS was a total failure, and I think people fail to realize that this generated good revenue for the NCAA, and it also, I thought, provided a nice nail-biter. Every week, you know, I'd be excited to watch on Sunday the poll results for the week. It was a good system. I think it will be missed by some people, including people from the statistics or analytics part of NCAA football. Also, from 1998 to 2008, nine undefeated teams were excluded from BCS National Championship games, while teams with one or more losses were included. Now, remember, eight of those nine excluded teams were non-BCS schools. So again, I know many are going to debate about, oh, this team was undefeated, they should have been in. But as it already said, eight teams were non-BCS, which means they were playing in these small market conferences, these small conferences with just horrible competition. And they ended up just having a good year, beating everybody that they faced. So when it came to BCS time, maybe they weren't placed in a big bowl game, but that's because if they actually were, you know, it would have been just embarrassing, and I'm sure TV ratings would have reflected that. So we're going to move on now to the other side of the argument, why the BCS was just a subpar system. And I wanted to say, first of all, that the BCS, if you don't already know, is over. This year, there will be a playoff system between the 1, 2, 3, and 4 top seeds. So again, it's still going to be tough to determine the 1 through 4 seeds, but I think it is a little bit of an improvement compared to the BCS. Now, I just want to elaborate a bit and sort of describe what this 4-team playoff is going to be like. So, the playoff is obviously scheduled beginning this year, the 2014 and 2015 season, with a selection committee ranking the top 4 teams at the end of the season, having number 1 play number 4 and number 2 play number 3 in bowl games, rotated annually among 6 different bowls, and having the winners play for the national championship held in a different city each year. So remember, I like this idea mostly because that number 4 seed could end up actually winning the national championship. It won't be 1 versus 2 anymore. It could be a 2 versus 4. It could be a 1 versus 3. You know, it could all be mixed up now, and I like that idea because I'd like to see underdogs. I'm a big underdog fan, let's put it this way, and I'd like to see a number 4 seed come into the playoff here, surprise everybody, make it to the national championship, and win it all. You know, who knows? And I'm very excited, I'm anxious to see some team pull that off, hopefully, this year. Another good playoffs on the playoff system, it would replace the subjectivity of human and computer polls. And also, 85% of college football fans supported a change to the playoff system, to the BCS. 69% of fans surveyed preferred the idea of a playoff tournament involving the top 4, 8, or 16 teams, which is almost, you know, I'm saying that eventually, hopefully, that it'll almost be like the March Madness in the NCAA basketball. I'd love to see a 64, down to 32, down to 16, down to 8, down to 4, and then the last two play for the national championship. So that would be very cool. Also, a playoff system would give each school an opportunity to earn a fair share of the revenue distributed to the 11 conferences in the FBS. The BCS Human Bowls are also subject to bias, which has been cited as one reason the University of Utah was kept out of that 2008 National Championship game. So again, it would be very nice to see that, you know. At least there will be no more human bias, there will be no more sports writers' opinions on who should be in and who should be, you know, suffering and punished and should be out. And I like that idea. I think that really, if you're talking about a four-team playoff, it makes almost more sense than having a BCS poll and having different bowls. I'd like to see that four-team playoff go into effect, and thank God it will be this season, so I'm happy that NCAA officials are finally looking into the, or did look into the BCS and thought, you know what, there's time for change. Because the BCS, also another problem with the BCS, and compared to this one, is computer rankings aren't always accurate. It was a formula made, but you know what? All formulas aren't, or this formula wasn't really accurate, and it put some teams who weren't really deserving of that top spot all the way up there. As it already mentioned, I mean, the University of Utah, when undefeated, probably had one of the best seasons in the college's, or in the university's history, and they were shunned out of the BCS National Championship game because of bias and, unreasonableness. And I think that with this new four-team playoff, even a good team who maybe collapsed still has a chance to end up winning that national championship, as with Alabama last year. Now, I was a big supporter of Auburn, but you had to feel bad for Alabama. They give up a touchdown with 1 second left in the game. They dropped to 11-1. They ended up, what, ending up being ranked fifth or fourth? Now, with this year, that could have ended up being another matchup between Alabama and Auburn for in the playoff to go to the national championship. So, you know, it's a debatable topic. It's something to think about. I'd like to hear your opinions. You could always comment on this post or on other posts stating which side you like better. Did you like the BCS system, or did you prefer, or are you going to prefer this new 14 playoff? You know, it's a tough debate. It's always a debatable issue. And one other note, please, again, let us know if you like this Saturday night special, and, you know, just let us know, you know, we'd love to hear your opinion, we'd love to hear if you'd like to keep listening and keep tuning in about other debates, or if you really think, you know, it's a waste of time, whatever, we'd love to hear your opinion, so please let me know as soon as you can. Just another quick announcement, follow Sports Talk Chicago on Twitter at Chi Talk Sports. And remember, if you do want to subscribe down at the bottom of our website, you can. And every time a new post is updated here on Sports Talk Chicago, we will send you an email regarding it. And you could always just click the link right on your email and come right to the site to view our latest posts. Thank you for listening, everybody. Make sure to tune in next week to hear our weekly syndicated podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm John Zagul. We'll see you a little bit later on.